On the eve of the National Infrastructure Summit, the government is keen to remind voters of the projects it's building. In the midwestern New South Wales town of Narrabri today, with local member for Parks, Mark Coulton, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce was talking up the $594 million budget splash given to the Inland Rail project. Some farmers have concerns about exactly where a 120 kilometre per hour express train will be slicing through their paddocks. But towns and businesses along the corridor are glad to see a bit more movement on this project. Roderick Chambers has more.
Railway projects always capture the imagination, and at election time, nothing is better for a politician than to be announcing rail projects. And this has not been lost on Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce. On site at the Auscott Cotton Processing Plant in Narrabri, he explained that rail corridor land acquisition needs to be handled very carefully.
You can't just have a farmer wake up in the morning and say, Doris, did we have a rail line through the middle of our paddock last night? Oh, no, well, it's there now. No, you've actually got to purchase it off them. And we are doing that process now. I'm discovering the corridor, and you know things are happening when people are already starting to come to my office and to Mark's office, discussing about where the corridor is, and in some instances complaining. That means there's real movement. That means there's real design. That means people are really turning up. That means we're really moving forward with the purchase of the corridor.
So it sounds like the project is on track, but how important will it be for corridor towns like Narrabri? I asked Robin Faber, former Narrabri Mayor and Managing Director of local manufacturer Faber Toolboxes, whether the town needed the rail infrastructure.
Well, we do. We've got to look ahead. We can't just keep sitting here on our hands doing nothing. You know, it's logical to have a much shorter distance. You know, the coast is getting so chock-a-block now with infrastructure and people. You really need to have something like this that doesn't have any issues where it runs and it can go quite fast because it's nice and straight. New technology now, they can do beautiful construction.
But Barnaby Joyce says it's not all plain sailing.
But now we have to do the hard part, which is going from Parks up to Coonamble, Coonamble across to Narrabri, where we are here, Narrabri up to Moree, the upgrade, then Moree up to Toowoomba. And that's the hard section.
And Associate Professor Philip Laird of Wollongong University explains why the Toowoomba section is difficult.
The first challenge is a crossing of the Toowoomba Range, where Queensland Government identified a corridor. This will require a tunnel, and this is the main challenge for the whole project from Melbourne to Parks to Brisbane.
And is the corridor purchase a solid gold commitment?
Well, it's certainly a very necessary stage to acquire the corridor and to start upgrading of some of the existing lines and then biting off the more challenging things like the Toowoomba Range Tunnel. The big question is, will it be built to current Australian Rail Track Corporation standards or the superior North American Class 1 railroad standards?
And why wouldn't it be done to the superior standards?
Well, there's a bit of cost saving that can be done in the construction phase, but when it comes to driving down the unit cost and cents per tonne kilometre, you're better off to have the heavier axle loads, not only double stacked containers, but wide clearances as well, so you can use standard North American locomotives. You're better off with, when you have curves, to have high radius curves rather than tight radius curves, so the train can, you know, move through it preferably 120 kilometres an hour rather than slowing down for curves, as it has to between Sydney and Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane.
Robin Faber says that intermodal connectivity will enhance the value of the project.
Yeah, well, the concept is that you put as much bulk freight and freight that doesn't have to be door-to-door for other reasons to go Melbourne-Brisbane or Brisbane-Melbourne or any other points that where it crosses the existing rail line. So you could feasibly have freight coming from Brisbane partway down the inland rail and then hiving off to Adelaide or WA or wherever. You could have freight going from Narrabri down to Newcastle, Port of Botany, coming from Brisbane. So there's a great opportunity there to really create a new backbone line and get a much shorter distance. I think they're talking around 20 hours for a train from at least Shepparton to Brisbane. So it really would make the freight task easier and cheaper when you think about the fact of how many tonnes of freight you can put on a train with maybe a couple of operators. It's not quite the same as having a driver in every truck that's got 42 tonnes on it.
But Philip Laird thinks that parks will be more likely to get the intermodal business.
Yeah, look, there's already two or three intermodal terminals at parks, which, as well as serving the existing railway, will serve the new inland railway.
And how much value will the inland rail add to our economy?
Look, it will add value not only in the construction phase, but when it's operating and driving down total transport costs to Australia along this corridor. It was actually proposed 100 years ago by Andrew Fisher as Prime Minister of Australia in 1915.
Which is over 100 years ago, but the Inland Rail is building up ahead of steam and is on track.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Roderick Chambers with that report.